Hello. Haven't you heard? Everything you do is a spell. Oh, they go into a spell. Wow. You having an episode. Haven't you heard? Everything you do is a spell. You doing something. What, you ain't paying attention or something? You doing something. And I know you don't know what you're doing because I ain't seen nobody saying what I seen. I ain't seeing nobody say what I seen. And baby, I've been waiting a long time. And I finally got sick of it. Because I was going through the same hurt that you go through. And I was like, wait a second, this ain't right. Something is amiss here. And I realized I could see things that y'all can't. And that is when I decided. When I realized I should be speaking up. And that it was wrong of me not to. Because not speaking up is what made nobody want to talk to me. Guess what happened when I started speaking up? Oh, now a lot of people want to talk to me. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? I must have forgot to laugh because I didn't catch the joke and I didn't understand what you were saying. Because there was a fan going in the background. I didn't understand. And all the other stuff you were saying to me mystified me. Because you got so many thoughts running around in your head that I couldn't see what was in mine. Now, I hope you won't take that out on me. Because I know it was not my fault. And I wouldn't blame you either if you didn't know any better. I sure wouldn't. I would want to do my best to do my best. The bestest I could bestest fucking do for you. Because I like you. I like you so much, I am not afraid to say I love you, baby. Do you know how good I am? I can tell you, but it would freak you out. Maybe for a later date. I've already said it before. It's just the ones that saw it, they ain't gonna say nothing. Good boys and girls. Good girls and boys. I was about to be rough with you. But somebody jumped in the... Yeah. Somebody jumped in the way and said, whoa now. And I thought they were like everybody else. And I was about to keep going. Ooh. And they took me down. Held me down and said, motherfucker, you listen. You ain't doing what you think you're doing. You ain't saying what you think you're saying. You're saying a whole lot more and you don't even realize it. And I was like, oh God. Somebody help me, please. And I said, sorry. Took their hand off my neck and I said, thank you. And they said, no, thank you, because nobody's ever said sorry before to me. You know what that does to somebody? When somebody tells you that nobody else has told them sorry, that's messed up. and it makes you feel the pain for the world we, you, y'all, say we go through. I don't believe in the same world you think you do. You think there's only one? Has anybody ever told you time is an illusion? You might ought to watch out with that statement, because some people get really upset when you tell it to them. Bullshit, I went to... And they start crying like babies. You can't do that. You gotta be gentle with your child. Because if you ain't gentle with them, how in the fucking world are they gonna grow that part of their brain that helps them to be gentle with somebody that you think is acting insane? Oh, don't know how to act gentle. Everybody's been rough with me. I know. Guess who's been watching you? Have you heard of the Watchers? Yeah, guess what, baby? We don't live in a universe. We live in a hyperverse. Have you ever heard of the word God? Do you know what it means? Infinity. And y'all have been acting like a bunch of fucking children. Infinity and beyond is still just infinity. God is imagination. Who do you think's looking right back at you when you look in the mirror? Well, no, that could possibly be me. I mean, I don't know. I mean, no, I mean, it's not. Grow the fuck up. I'm gonna tell you what my wife, my ex-wife, told me. And then when I did, she didn't like it. Grow a spine. And do what you know is right. For you. Believe in that. For me. I'm sorry, for you. I mean, wait, we're all the same thing. Oh no, some people don't like that. They want to freak out when you tell that to them. Whoa! They don't have the imagination for it because it wasn't taught to them. Do you know how people can play the piano or the keyboard or the guitar or drums so well or sing? And oh baby, you know they hit the notes, right? You know they did. Somebody helped them grow that part of their brain somehow. Did you know all our brains are different? Because they don't connections to make the same? No? Oh, shit. No, we got all the same brain. I mean, you know, I'm just going around calling people idiots and stuff when they cut me off in traffic. And I'll give them the finger or they'll give me the finger. And I'm like, nah, man, we all got the same brain, little bitch. You grow up. Excuse me, that doesn't make any fucking sense. The brain is always pruning old connections that do not serve us and creating new connections that do us better. Always. Always. You can't stop it. You can't stop it. There's nothing you can fucking do about it. You don't want to go back, do you? You don't want to go back to what you've seen, right? Well, good, because you fucking can't. I tried. And baby, so few have understood what I go through that they have never even tried to understand what I go through. Because it's too much. It's too much for them. Because I spent too much time in isolation. Too much, too much. You took too much, too much. Well, that wasn't my fault. It was everybody else's, right? Nobody wanted to hang out with me. Nobody wanted to come over and see me, except the two times somebody beautiful came over to see me. Got a kind of beauty that I've never seen. But I didn't get the chance to hang out with them because I was hanging out with my wife and my ex-wife at the time. And she did not want to be around anybody that wanted to see me. And I have a hankering that maybe that was because. I have a hankering that maybe that was because. Because we knew he was. And that's all I have to say about that. I have been subduing myself for a long time. A lot of people thought they were doing it. Nah, baby. I just love you so much, I don't want to hurt you. That's all. I've been going easy on all of you. Trying to build you up carefully. I didn't know I was supposed to until, like, you know, for the first time in my life, somebody tried to beat the shit out of me and squeeze my nuts. That was fun. Damn. Do you know how much other stuff I went through before that just didn't wake me up? Baby, karma's been trying. She likes me. She knows I love to fight back. And now she's done told everybody, you better not even try. Because now she's going to get you first. Somebody the other day, the first person I've ever seen in my life, refer to karma as a lady. You'd have thought somebody would have done that by now, since so many people say karma's a bitch, right? I would never call somebody a bitch, you know, except under, you know, talking with myself, never to somebody's face. I've always known better than that. Well, different story. My relationship is more exciting than yours. It's easy, because guess who understands me in so many ways that nobody else has been able to see me? Guess who? The one who tried to beat the fuck out of me and squeeze my nuts, baby. Now that is a fine ass individual. Honey. Woo! Do you know how many people's faces I got in across my life? Right in their face. Right in their face. Challenging their beliefs. And they just sat there. Frozen. With this ugly look on their face. Not because it's what they were thinking about me, but because it was part of their habit. It's part of what they had done their entire lives. And I just happened to show up and be their messenger. I wonder why that happened. You know, couldn't possibly be because they were ready or anything like that. Because they were open to the idea of listening. Wouldn't that be weird if people, you know, had grown their brains to the point to where they could listen to what each other said? Wouldn't that be weird? Instead of having to jump in every 2 seconds to correct them on every little damn thing, wouldn't that just suck? Wouldn't it just suck if everybody had the same damn brain? Oh, baby, it would, because I know what it's like. You know, maybe you haven't experienced those kinds of ideas, but let me just fucking tell you something. We run on ideas, and it's all we got. Ideas, all we got. Because when you hit, bam, slam, damn, at the bottom, most smooth, cracked concrete, wet, cold floor, at the bottom most of your heart, the only thing you have are your ideas and your beliefs. And that's all you got. Hey, look at that. I walked all along this place with belief because I ran out of gas. And it was a beautiful experience. And I just believed that I would be okay. And guess what? I was. Now, that don't work all the time. Sometimes you can believe too much in the wrong thing, especially if somebody is telling you that what you believe is wrong. Be careful with that. That is somebody trying to be your God, trying to tell you what you should worship. When somebody tells you that what you believe is wrong, you have to be careful, because it can be so easy to believe them over what makes you feel pleased. Pleased does not necessarily mean, oh, I feel so much better because I slugged that motherfucker in the face. That's not what that means. That's a whole nother different ballpark, baby. And you don't have the baseball bat prepared for that. When I throw this baseball, it's going to go through your skull. So you better be prepared. You better slow down and take a slow, deep breath, even though so many people have been saying, slow down, take a deep breath, breathe a little slower. But you ain't never done it? Baby, this baseball's going to go right through you. You ain't going to see what happened. You ain't going to know what hit you. It's okay, because you're going to be a cold, stiff thing on the ground for a while, and then you are going to wriggle back to life, and everybody's going to go, oh my God, they're still alive. Do you know how many times that's happened to me? Well, there was that one time, and then there was that one time, and then there was that one time, and there was another time, other time, other time, this time, that time, this time, that time, other time, this time, that time. Again and again, around and around we go around. I have been through that so many fucking times that no, I ain't gonna listen to your fucking bullshit. Your beliefs don't mean anything to me. You ain't my God. Did I say God is imagination? Because God is what they would imagine, at least, is infinity and beyond. But beyond infinity would still be beyond infinity. Beyond infinity is infinity, right? Wait, that kind of sounds like a mathematical loop, which is, you know, you get that little bit with that number 19, I think. And apparently in quantum mechanics, 3 times 3 times 3 don't always equal 27, because it happens to be another mathematical loop, apparently. So somebody told me. Wouldn't that be interesting? No? Did you know people have been writing books on herbal medicine for thousands of years? Why didn't anybody tell you that? How come nobody knows? Why do I have to be the one to tell you? I'll tell you why. It's because there were so many before me that knew the truth, but didn't have the tools to tell you. Oh, I got the tools. I got them. Because when everybody turned away from me, my mind, my feeling, I turned away from them. And I said, fuck your beliefs. You ain't here for me. You don't even know what I'm thinking. You say you know. You don't know. Because I can't even tell you what I feel before you start shrieking. Damn, boy, you know, that's so funny, I'm gonna piss myself. Wait. That's what I do to other people, sorry. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Of course you can think. Oh, there's people out there that are badder than me. Of course you can think, oh, I'm the baddest. Of course you can think, oh, I'm not bad at all. And you can think, oh, I'm the best. I'm the goodest. No one be good as me. And still go around saying, you're gonna go to hell for being yourself. Ooh, don't you do that. You better be fucking careful with that shit. Because you calling bad karma to yourself. What is karma? Do you know what karma is? I do. It's called
mercy.
It's called mercy, baby. It's just karma is her left eye, and mercy is her right eye. And they work together. And baby, you don't want to know what happens when one eye goes blind. I seen it. She showed me. It was fun. After I got used to it. And then I grew my own right eye. You know what I named my right eye about like 7 months ago, something like that. My left eye is named Little Susie. You don't even know half the story behind that. And my right eye is named Dr. Jackson. I will not boast for him. He has accolades. Little Susie, on the other hand, everybody thinks is just a little girl. Oh, we don't want to hear what you have to say, Little Susie, you little bitch. Just moaning and wagging and screaming because your sister is playing her viola. How come you acting like such a little fucking shit? We had to deal with it. Oh, shit. does that mean we all have the same brains and we all went through the same things? And wait a second, little Susie's been acting like this since she was a baby. Did you know what it's like for somebody to plunge a knife into you and twist it and keep cutting up into you slowly? Most of the time, you wag and you writhe and you scream, "Somebody please help me!" And of course, you have those few moments where you have to go through it anyway. Because, you know, it does take a little bit of time for that one that said he was going back for you to show up. And baby, it's okay. Because when he show up, he will make it worth it for you. He will make it worthwhile for she. Because baby, we're all the same thing. Sorry, I didn't mean to trigger you with that. Because you don't have that part of your brain yet. It's okay. Stick around. Don't leave now. You might get fucked up. Did I say in this episode that I was the messenger? Do you know who I delivered mail to the other day? I showed up because I was invited. I was invited to dinner. Except what they really wanted was me. And it was a huge family. And they all wore black, except maybe like two or three youngins. Huge family. Brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, uncles, aunties. Except they didn't like it when you called them auntie. They thought it sounded too pussy. And that family hated everything. And they made sure that their kids hated it too. They made sure of it. But they were not able to get to those three youngins, the youngest of the entire family. One of them was, I think, 17 or 18. I remember she was wearing a white shirt and blue jeans. And straight blonde hair, blue eyes. And she was just fitting in, but she didn't fit in because she was the only one wearing a white shirt and blue jeans. The rest of the family was wearing all black. And this was an old house, been built in like, I think it was 1786. Somehow, I wonder, how did it stay so intact? Magic. Whose magic? That family's. They've been there a long time. And I was talking to that one in the white shirt and the blue jeans. And she went and was excited and was talking to them. And they were like, "Oh, baby, we got our next victim." Turns out, they weren't even telling this girl what they were doing. And they were excited. Their mouths were watering. Their fangs were showing. They didn't even know it. I saw it. I was like, "Oh, honey, I'm about to feed." Track got jacked! Ah! I mean, a bunch of drags. Anyway. Yeah, and I talked with all of them, or a couple of them. Some of them, the younger ones, were scared of me. The youngest were not. They could see my heart. They could feel the love in me. They weren't scared. no, no, not there. Because they'd never seen the likes of me. All they'd ever known was their family. Isn't that funny? Doesn't it make you want to laugh? You better laugh. Because I'm laughing at you. Oh, and for a minute, they wanted to believe their beautiful imaginations. So wrought with pain and suffering that they had, so they thought, seemingly grown so ahead of. Gotta get in front of it. Gotta get in front of it. Gotta get in front of it. Be careful with that. It might run you down. Might, baby, and the power of your emotional energy sure does have a lot of might. Did you know you could just let it out on people, and all you got to do is stand there? You didn't know that, did you? It's because nobody told you. Sorry. Here for you. I came back for you, baby. Because you're so pretty. I want every last bite. And then I came back again. I sure did. Uh-huh. You don't believe me? Just go back and watch every single one of my videos on YouTube and you'll find out. It'll make sense. You'll understand. You're smart. I believe in you. I know you're growing your pretty neurons. I trust you. I trust you to do what you feel like you have to. And when I do that, you show yourselves to me, and it doesn't take anything, because I'm blaring my energy at you, and you wake up a little bit, and you're like, oh no, I gotta say something, this motherfucker, and then it's like, oh baby, I'll kiss it better.